Welcome to Real Talk, where truth is unfiltered, unity is non-negotiable, and survival is strategy. I'm your host, Hey Girl, and today we're going to break down a conversation long overdue. I'm calling this episode Beyond Survival, Building a Future We Own. We are past the point of survival. We've been surviving since the first ship touched the shore. But survival isn't freedom. Survival isn't ownership. And survival doesn't protect the next generation from repeating our struggle. We live in a country that was built on stolen land and the slave labor of stolen people. That is not just an opinion, it's a fact. America is actively trying to rewind the racial clock from voter suppression to attempts at stripping birthright citizenship. These aren't random attacks. They are strategic and they will continue. But here's the truth. We don't need permission to unify. We don't need a law to build, and we sure don't need to beg for power. We build power. That's what this episode is about. Turning our anger, frustration, and grief into strategy, ownership, and community control. Let's go beyond survival. Let's build something they can't take. Let's build a future we own. The alarm has sounded. Let's make it plain. And for those who are awake, it's not just a warning. It's a summons, a call to remember who we are, what we come from, and what we must do to survive and thrive in this country. America is making it clear. If you're black, your citizenship, your rights, and your children's future are conditional. They are debating birthright citizenship like we're strangers in the house we built. We've seen this before. When they can't chain us physically, they choke us economically, socially, and legally. But repeating history is only possible when we forget what we're capable of. We've had freedom movements, thriving communities, land ownership, and enterprise before. We can and must do it again. This time, we won't just survive, we'll own. This system was never built for our freedom. It was built on stolen land with stolen labor, and its gears have turned on the backs of our ancestors. And yet, we've resisted. From the maroon societies in the swamps of the South Florida Everglades to the revolutionary organizing of the Deacons for Defense, the Black Panther Party, and the Republic of New Africa, we've always answered the call to build alternatives. It's time we stop just surviving and start strategically building. Every movement for our liberation has emphasized three things: land, self-determination, and enterprise. We saw this in Black Wall Street across the country, in Tulsa, in Durham, in Richmond, in Rosewood. We saw it in the free towns, in the co-ops, and the schools our ancestors built when the doors of public education were closed to. That legacy is not dead, it's just been buried under the noise of assimilation and individualism. But now the alarm has sounded, and we must remember, freedom movements aren't about begging for inclusion. They're about building what we need to live free. That means owning land, not just as a symbol, but as a base, a place to live, grow food, gather, and produce. That means creating and supporting Black-owned businesses that serve our communities and circulate dollars before they leave our hands. That means building schools, clinics, farms, factories, and financial institutions we control. Not only jobs, but good-paying jobs. That's infrastructure. We are not powerless. We are unorganized, and that's what must change. Because no government is going to save us, no party is going to prioritize us, and no election will stop what's coming. If we don't own our neighborhoods, someone else will. If we don't build our economy, someone else will use us to build theirs. It's time to unify, not around slogans, but around structure. The alarm has sounded. We either wake up and build or stay asleep and burn with a system that was never meant for us. Now, I just want to say, I've talked about infrastructure, building community. And I need to try to back that up. So I'm working on a Beyond Survival Unity Kit. If you've ever felt too overwhelmed, too tired, or too distracted to act, you're not alone. That's by design. This system keeps us exhausted and anxious for a reason, because distractions prevent unity, and unity is the one thing they cannot control once we commit to it. That's why I'm attempting to build something different, something practical, a tool for us by us, a starter guide for real community building. It's called the Beyond Survival Unity Kit, and it's not about theory or hashtags. It's about steps. It's about direction, and most importantly, it's about power we can build together. The kit will be available at heygirl.com when it goes live. But I want your input. What tools would help your block, your barbershop, your crew? What do you need to get your unity seal started? I'm still finalizing the documents, and your feedback matters. This is community work, and that means you're part of the build. Nobody's coming to save us, but nobody can stop us either. When we unify, when we become unstoppable, nobody's coming to save us, but nobody can stop us either. When we unify, we become unstoppable. Start with what you have. Build with who you trust. This time, let's build a future that can't be burned down. Don't let this system break your focus. We already have what we need, each other. Let's build beyond survival. Let's make unity our lifestyle, not just our reaction. Until the next episode, stay focused, stay building, and stay connected.